Well, I want to speak a word to the boys and girls this morning, and I'm going to speak about this particular year we're in. This is not like any other year, because it's a leap year, and that means we have an extra day. And that was just a couple of weeks ago, Sunday, the 29th of February, and I warned all the boys that day to be on the lookout, because it's a very dangerous day. It's that day when the girls do the asking. And you have to be very careful and avoid all the girls in case they would come and ask you to do something. Because on Sunday the 29th of February, traditionally, is the day when the girls can come and ask the fellas to marry them. And I'm sure none of the young people had that trouble here in Lisburn. But just watch yourself throughout this year, because girls do funny things in leap years. And I was trying to find out, where does it all come from? Apparently. And I say apparently because you can never be sure of these things. It has something to do with St. Patrick. Apparently, Bridget went to Patrick to complain that the men were too slow in coming forward. That these men wouldn't just pop the question, and they were a bit fed up waiting. And so Patrick says, okay, we'll give you one day every 4 years, and you will be allowed to ask the men to marry you. And when I was reading in Scotland in the year 1288, it became law that the ladies could ask the men to marry them on Leap Year Sunday or Leap Year's Day, and if the men didn't respond positively, they could be fined. Either they would have to pay for a silk dress or buy a pair of gloves. And I was thinking about the wife and a pair of gloves. No, it wasn't really. I better watch what I say. But some might be saying it would be good value, a pair of gloves, wouldn't it? But I was thinking about this, and you know what was wrong, boys and girls? The ladies were fed up with the men because they were too slow to make a decision. And they said, we are going to make the decision for them, and we are going to ask the question. And you know, when it comes to trusting the Lord, sometimes we're very slow to make that decision. And there was a man called Pilate in the scripture, and he wanted someone else to make that decision. And he said, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And he asked someone else to make the decision for him. But we can't do that when it comes to our salvation. You and I must make the decision ourselves. And you and I have to decide to trust Jesus Christ as our own and personal Savior. We don't have to wait for any particular day. In fact, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And wouldn't it be great on this Lord's Day, on a leap year, if you were to ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior? No one else can make that decision for you. And I hope and pray you'll trust him even this morning.